This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Dorian has people clearing the shelves in Miami and other parts of Florida as well. Big concern, and they should be concerned. You know, it was just a couple of years ago we were talking about Irma and what Irma did there. And, of course, Hurricane Andrew in the 90s was devastating. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney in our virtual green room right now. Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio with Talk Media News. Bob, the whole thing with this hurricane that's so scary and what you have to deal with is that it's that waiting time. You just linger. You have no idea, even though we can see the satellite images and we can see what seems to be something that could turn into a Cat 4. Pretty scary, huh?
Yes, Kate, it is. I have relatives down in Florida, and my one relative is a nurse, and she waited through Andrew because of some patients and things. But, you know, it's the same thing. You talk to them, and they're like, okay, you know, we're going to brace for this or evacuate, you know, whatever they're going to do. But it's still an uncertainty because you don't know. You know, now the warm water of the ocean is going to supposedly strengthen it, but sometimes, you know, it'll go down one level. But it's just one of those waiting games, but you've got to be prepared, and I don't think anybody can criticize the governor or any government officials when they said, hey, you need to evacuate. You know, sometimes it dissipates and people say, well, we shouldn't have done that. But I think they've gotten used to it in Florida. You know, it's better to be obviously cautious on this. You just don't know.
Yeah, you just don't know. And I'm going to be in Tampa. I'm speaking there next week, and I spoke to Jessica Ravelli, who's running Working Women of Tampa Bay, and she said, you know, we live through this. This is what happens in Florida. And in Tampa, it looks like, you know, more to the East Coast, but we can't say that for sure, even when we have friends in the you know, where that work for the Weather Service and that kind of stuff. So it's kind of just a wait and see thing. And they are definitely prepared. You're right about the governor. There's no doubt about that. Power wise, they're very prepared too, which is really, really good. Overseas, you would think they'd be prepared, but how do you get prepared when you have thousands upon thousands of people who keep rallying in the Hong Kong streets? Boy, what does this look like from your point of view?
When I read the article, Kate, today, I sort of mistakenly, I said, oh, okay, it's only a couple thousand people, because they've had rallies that went from 240,000 to a million.
I know.
And so all of a sudden I'm like, well, a couple thousand or a few thousand, but it's just, again, it's a large amount of people, and it could grow at any point in time, because they, you know, sustained huge crowds before, and now they're saying that some of the people, it's like a sort of a Me Too movement, were sexually assaulted by the police. The Chinese have military, and they say, well, we do this every year sort of for drills. Well, no, they're moving in military. So it's all, I think, up to the hands of the Chinese, the government. Do they want to, you know, have this continue because they're going to be stubborn about this extradition bill that, you know, that the people don't want? Are the Chinese going to get violent? Are there going to be sexual assaults? Are they going to, is Chinese going to do anything about the military and the police? So I think it's in the hands of the Chinese, and these crowds could grow easily a quarter of a million or a million people again.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, this was a big story. Obviously, politically speaking, Comey and what happened with him and the fact that, you know, it's interesting because in watching what happened in the investigations, the fact that they decided not to go after him, even though they say he broke the law, so to speak. I mean, there's a little wiggle room in there. And the president immediately was tweeting about it. And, you know, you had lots of commentary about he certainly acted guilty. That's one thing I heard Alan Dershowitz say today. What did you think about that?
I think Comey is somebody that is despised by both sides. sides. He's managed to do that.
Leaker.
The way he handled it.
Yeah.
Well, the way he handled the Hillary Clinton investigation, it cleared her, then turned around and trashed her, which, you know, you clear or you don't, and then bringing up issues right before the election, which he went against the Justice Department rules, he did that. So he had the Clinton people, you know, who used to like him angry, and then of course, a lot of Trump people, and then there's citizens in between, I think, that feel he has done something, you know, not appropriate. Now, Comey is acting like this report's the greatest thing since sliced bread. You know, he's owed an apology. He didn't do this and that. But at issue is this fact, Kate. There are seven memos that Comey wrote between January 2017 and April 2017 about conversations with the president that, you know, he found them unnerving, but he had still had material in his safe. It wasn't classified. But it was material he should not have released. He gave it to lawyers. He gave it to a friend. And so I think it's a stain on Comey. Now, they're not going to prosecute him over it, you know, but I think at the end it's sort of just, okay, you know, it wasn't classified, et cetera, but for Comey to say that, you know, I owed an apology is a bit ridiculous. He should just kind of move on. I don't think it's good for him.
Yeah, because that's what I was getting at, the whole idea that the Justice Department Inspector General found that the former FBI Director Comey, like you're talking about, broke internal rules by sharing his memos on those conversations with President Trump and with people outside of the FBI. And here's the thing, does he set a dangerous example for FBI employees by disseminating a memo in order to put pressure on who was then the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein to appoint a special counsel after he was fired?
Well, sure he does. I mean, I'll be bringing you a story next week that's developing of a former Justice Department person. And, you know, when you look at these and they do things and they violate rules, whether it's, the story coming up or if it's Comey himself, how can you have order below when the above figures don't do what they're supposed to do? So, you know, he didn't follow protocol. In fact, if somebody below Comey would have done that, he probably would have at some point in time suspended them for doing such a thing.
Yeah, never a dull moment, right, Bob?
Never, never. At all. I can't wait for the next week, right?
It's going to be crazy. All right, Bob Ney, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Interesting in talking about those memos and leaking. And, you know, I like what Bob said. It is true. The Democrats weren't crazy about him and Republicans weren't crazy. Equal opportunity. Absolutely. He's a pinata. And the last thing with the leaks, that was obviously very, very big. I think the heart of this show is about what's going on with Dorian and the fact that it's not a typical Florida tropical cyclone, I guess I'll call it, when you look at the intensity of it and what's gone on. It, you know, a storm located about 200 miles northwest of Puerto Rico on Thursday afternoon wouldn't make landfall in Florida. It wouldn't happen. So it's like I was investigating this today and looked at some of the bits and pieces and what people were saying and made a couple of calls. And this is what's so crazy about it. And this leads to that crazy lingering feeling of, is that shoe going to drop or not? Will it, are we going to see more flooding, rain, or does this curve up the East Coast? Talking more about Dorian and other odds and ends on the flip side.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Yes, we're giving away some airtime, actually, a segment on the show with me. Woohoo! I'll explain. This is from my trip to Des Moines, where I was speaking at Elevate to inspire, to inform, to empower the Midwest Speakers Bureau Speakers Showcase. What a blast that was. I mentioned how nice the people in Des Moines were. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us on the show. We'll also take you inside the man cave where a 15-year-old girl has captivated the hearts of many Americans. Coco. It's all about Coco Gauff. And if you don't know who she is, I'll explain. A big win for her in the second round on Louis Armstrong. And New Yorkers went crazy cheering for her in a three-set match. But we hope it's not game, set, match when it comes to this hurricane. What is so dangerous about Dorian? It's the waiting game. We've already talked about that. But it's supposed to strengthen to a Cat 4. It means power outages could linger for weeks, possibly months. There could be water shortages. That's what's so tough to deal with, and then areas are uninhabitable. And this is the worst. If the worst happens, it could hit anywhere along the east coast of Florida, even Georgia or the Carolinas. That's the way it's looking with the tracking, but models can change. There's a risk of the storm surge along a lot of the east coast of Florida. It's too soon to determine where the highest storm surge would be. In Miami, it's so disastrous there because it's like it's sinking, and then the streets are flooded. It could make two landfalls. So it's supposed to hit the east coast of Florida, but there is a chance that it could drift into the Gulf of Mexico, and then there'd be a second landfall. And that is particularly heinous if the storm does that. It double dips on you. So southern Florida is already pretty soggy. It's been a soggy and month and summer in South Florida. So any rain from Dorian could push that flooding button. Miami, West Palm Beach, they've seen over a foot of rainfall this month. Heavy rains spells big problems. Big, big problems. And, of course, the most powerful hurricane in U.S. history was a nameless storm that smashed into Florida on Labor Day back in the mid-30s. So you think of mid-30s, well, we don't know much about that. But we certainly know about Andrew. And Andrew, when you see the pictures of what Hurricane Andrew did to Florida, and people have memories of that, they realize, you know, boy, let's hope it's not an Andrew. But Andrew was incredibly destructive Cat 5. It hit the Bahamas, then Florida, Louisiana. It was the costliest hurricane to ever hit Florida until Irma. And Irma was just 2 years ago. And people certainly remember Irma and what Irma did. So anyway, fingers crossed. Really, really hoping that we don't see the worst of Dorian. Get maybe a little bit lucky and it veers in a little bit of a different direction. Here's a big shocker on the political front. And I just mentioned I was in Iowa. The Democratic National Committee is going to reject Iowa's plan for virtual caucuses. That complicates the Iowa Democratic Party's implementation of what they call the 2020 presidential caucuses and threatens really what's happening with them going forward. But it was confirmed late on Thursday that that's what the deal is. It follows a meeting of the DNC's Rules and Bylaws Committee last week in San Francisco, where members voiced concerns about the security of the Iowa plan and the potential for hacking, because, of course, we're always worried about hacking. And that if you think about it, though, the idea of the virtual caucus plan was to work with New Hampshire, which follows Iowa in the presidential nominating process and has certainly balked at any changes that make Iowa's caucuses look too much like the primary. For years, there have been complaints that Iowa's process makes it impossible for people who can't show up on a caucus night at a precinct location to make their voices heard. And that it takes too long. People are complaining the process is too long, too long. So that was the idea of doing this. And it's not going down smooth. So that the DNC rejecting the virtual caucuses does kind of throw this all into question. So what's up next? Speaking of what's up next, in my little version of odds and ends, this is kind of interesting. I drove by a Target today, and I said to the hubs who was with me, wow, Target used to be the place that, in our opinion, was the place that everybody went. Then they had the hacking with the credit cards. And now they're doing some interesting things. Walmart and Target are hosting car seat recycling events in September. So what does that mean? They are offering big incentives to keep the seats out of the landfills because September is National Baby Safety Month. So they've got these in-store trading-in events to recycle the seats. And you think about that, you get a 20% coupon on baby gear in exchange for an old seat. Ooh, that could be lucrative for some people. So for Walmart, they've got about 4,000 stores, and then they're saying you get the car seat, you get a $30 gift card that can be used in the store or online or, you know, whatnot. And I bet you that this is interesting. I bet they're going to have a lot of people turning in car seats. Target, I guess, did it back in 2016, and they had 500,000 car seats and about 11.9 million pounds, they say, of materials that have been recycled. Hey, I'm for that. Right? You don't have to be on any political team to say, that's not a bad idea. Why not? And then you get something for it in exchange. Because I've seen those car seats. I was doing a story on a landfill, and I remember, it's odd, and this is why I bring it up. It just really stuck out to me. Like, wow, it seems like there's a lot of car seats. And, of course, it goes to that whole recycling and what's tougher to you know, what's gunking up the landfills, what's tougher to break down, and certainly there's more difficult things than that, but it was something that stuck out to me that in this particular place where I was, it seemed like there was an inordinate number of them. So bravo for trying to figure out a way. It's smart on their part, right? Because it's commerce, get people in the store. But it's also smart because they're doing something about a problem, frankly, right? So that's pretty good. I saw this, too. I happened to catch this, that Alex Trebek, who is 79, completed his chemo, and he's taping season 36. Because remember, he's got the worst of the worst, stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and that's like a death sentence for so many people when they hear that. But he looked okay. I mean, he said he's thankfully that's over, and he said he's on the mend, the best he can hope for, and he's doing what he loves doing. And I didn't realize this because I was thinking, what's the number when it comes to that kind of cancer? And remember, Patrick Swayze had a lot of famous people have had that cancer. About 57,000 people are diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in the U.S., that's statistics from the American Cancer Society. 45,000 are expected to die of the disease in 2019. The survival rate is generally very low. It's very difficult when you have pancreatic cancer. He is under contract to 2022, and he seemed pretty upbeat. He made a really funny joke, I thought. He said he wondered who might play him in a biographical film. Betty White, the legend who's 97, and I thought that was quite clever. So he still has his sense of humor, which is a very good thing when you're going through something that's really, really, really tough, and obviously that is. All right, I mentioned coming up, I have a quick giveaway for somebody. I want to make it official. I thought I'd do it on the air because you're going to hear this person or someone from their organization on the air, whoever it is. I don't know who's going to win. But there were all kinds of groups at this speaking engagement where I was in Des Moines, Iowa. So somebody will win, plus you win, because we're taking you the movies Spider-Man, Far From Home, Don't Let Go, and Bennett's War. Those are the three movies that we'll be looking at this time around to give you sort of a sneak peek at something that you might want to go and see on this holiday weekend. Hang with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Dorian is pounding the northern Bahamas with wind gusts of up to 220 miles per hour. Joy Gibberlew of the Ministry of Tourism says the Category 5 storm is devastating.
We know that Hurricane Dorian is a very slow-moving hurricane, and so the fact that it is anticipated to be 24 hours in the Abacos and as long a time in Grand Bahama. We're hoping that Abacos certainly we can get out and about.
It's the most powerful Atlantic hurricane on record. President Trump is tracking Dorian.
It's one of the largest we've ever seen. Its effects will be felt hundreds of miles or more from the eye of the storm and long before it potentially makes landfall.
Forecasters now predict it will veer northeastward after passing the Bahamas and head up the eastern seaboard. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Hey, hey, America. Hey, Delaney. Thanks for hanging here on the show as we get ready to go on our wild odyssey called the Cheap Movie Review. We're going to look at Spider-Man Far From Home. But before we do that, I want to thank Angela Cox, the president of the Midwest Speakers Bureau. She had me and several other speakers out as part of the yearly showcase, Elevate, to inspire, to inform, to empower. And at the showcase, I gave away 15 minutes of airtime with me for one of those great companies somebody was going to win. And I have, do we have a drum roll, please? I think we have a drum roll. Nice. I have the Hubs, Paul, in the studio. He's going to pick the winner. Premature applause, I love it. Who's the winner?
Is this your chicken scratch?
Yeah, can you read it? Let's see it.
I would like to, but I don't think I can. Maybe you can whisper it in my ear what you wrote down.
It says, A. Winkle at iowabankers.com.
A. Winkle at iowabankers.com. You are our newest winner.
That's nice.
What do they win, Kate?
They get, I just said it, they get airtime. They're going to be on the air with me, someone from the Iowa Bankers.
Congratulations, A. Winkle.
No, that's huge. And you know how I am with the whole Bankers thing. I'm going to Columbus. I'm doing the Women in Banking in Columbus, Ohio, and that whole panel and stuff, so I love it. Women in finance, leaders.
You do love banks and everything that's inside of them.
All right, thank you. So he's going to go get our tickets for Spider-Man Far From Home. We got a snippet. Let's hear what that sounds like.
Everywhere I go, I see his face. Mr. Emerson.
Yeah, Emerson, too. I don't think Tony would have done what he did if he didn't know that you were going to be here after he was gone.
Stop.
You gonna be the next Iron Man now?
Well, no, I don't have time. I'm too busy doing your jobs.
Oh!
I'm kidding. Look, keep up the good work. Because I am going on vacation.
Heads up. Nick Fury's calling you.
I don't really want to talk to Nick Fury. Why?
Because if you don't talk to him, then I have to talk. I don't want to talk to him. You sent Nick Fury to voicemail?
I gotta go.
You do not ghost Nick Fury.
What up, Dorks?
What's up?
We're just talking about the trip. I'm here in St. Marco Polo.
Oh, I think MJ really likes me.
That reminds me when I first fell in love.
You're a very difficult person to contact, Spider-Man. This is Mr. Beck.
I could have used someone like you on my world.
New world? Beck is from Earth, just not ours. A snap to our hole in our dimension.
You're saying there's a multiverse?
You have a job to do, and you're coming with us.
There's gotta be someone else you can use.
What about Thor?
Off-world.
Captain Marvel.
Unavailable.
But who's the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man?
Bitch, please, you've been to space.
What do you want, Peter? I want to go back on my trip with the girl who I really like and tell her how I feel. MJ,
I
am Spider-Man.
No, of course I'm not.
I mean, it's kind of obvious.
You're right, you may not be ready, but this is my responsibility.
Saving the world requires sacrifice.
Sometimes people die.
Oh, my God.
I always feel like I'm putting my friends in danger. The world needs the next Iron Man.
You're going to step up or not?
Gotta get you guys out of here!
Get on the jet! Who are you?
I work with Spider-Man.
You work for Spider-Man?
I work with Spider-Man, not for Spider-Man. New plan!
All right, Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 90%, and you hear some familiar voices with Spider-Man. Tom Holland is this version of Spider-Man. Jake Gyllenhaal's in it as well. Samuel L. Jackson, we know he's Nick Fury. I like this whole thing. So, Spider-Man Far From Home, I can see me watching this with the Neff. If you don't catch it on the big screen, I think it's going to recoup its money. Although the budget to make this, $160 million. Not cheap to do this, but I think it finds the audience, especially on holiday weekends. And if not, like I said, some of you may end up watching it when it streams. All right, what's up next? We go from Spider-Man to this movie, Don't Let Go.
Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Uncle Jack.
You know, the best thing about your dad being such a screw-up is I get to spend time with my favorite niece. Hey, Ashley. Ashley. Reconstructing the timeline.
Who did it?
We don't know that yet.
There's people here. There's a white car.
Ashley, turn around and go.
Dad!
Jack, tell me what's going on. You're not gonna die. Not gonna let that happen.
Time travel, what do you think about it? That's the concept of movement between a certain point in time. It's a mind bender. And there have been movies that have dealt with time travel before. This is another one of those because it's a thriller, fantasy. It's going to set you back a couple hours. It's 1 hour, 47 minutes, rated soft R, I'm going to call it. And the idea is this detective gets that phone call from his niece who was murdered, and they try to solve the crime and take it back, if you will. David Aiello's in this, Storm Reid as well, and a bunch of familiar voices and faces that you would know. Rotten Tomatoes not as kind to this movie, 52%. If you like time travel, mindbenders, this could be a movie for you. Kind of mixed bag, actually, in the review. So what about Rotten Tomatoes? There's a few other places that gave it a kind of a big thumbs up, including the New York Times, which liked a little bit of this. So we go from Don't Let Go. So we got the little thing going here. Spider-Man, time travel with Don't Let Go. And now we're on to our last flick in our cheap movie review, and it's called Bennett's War.
I'm gonna lose the farm, son.
On behalf of the mortgage.
The doctor said one bad fall and you could never walk again.
I'd rather risk it and die a little bit every day.
Convoy's coming through at 0600. We need to secure this area ASAP.
You've been holding out on us, Bennett.
Could have gone pro, sir. What are you doing here with us?
I found out I could ride for the Rangers. I knew that's what I wanted to do.
Alpha 2-5, we have an Eagle down, a beat Eagle down.
Come on, Riley, hang up! You're gonna make it!
We were able to save your leg, Sergeant. There's no way to know if it will heal properly. You're done riding.
When he finally does start to get his disability, we will be able to help out more.
I'm gonna lose the farm, son, on behalf of the mortgage.
So what do you want to do?
Riley, stay down!
You're done riding.
No unnecessary risk.
I think I'll race. Going wheel to wheel is not smart for someone in your condition.
That money, Cyrus.
So you want to get on a bike?
I can't just let him sell the house. What did you want me to do?
Do you not remember when the doctor said one bad fall and you could never walk again?
I'd rather risk it than die a little bit every day.
I need you to be straight with me. What are his chances, really?
Marshall is one of the most naturally gifted riders I've ever seen.
If we're really doing this, you are crew chief, I am team manager.
Hey, Sarge.
Thank you for bringing me daddy home.
Racing is part of you.
All right, this is about a young soldier with an army motorcycle unit, rather, survives an IED explosion in combat, comes back, he's got a broken back, a leg, sent back to the U.S. So he's there on his family's farm, and he discovers some interesting things that happen, including the love of motorcycles is still and will always be there. It looks actually kind of clever, and it's gotten some decent reviews. If you don't go see it on the big screen, this PG-13 movie would be good to stream. Stay with us.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let's talk about a couple of things, like some powerhouse women, young women. This one, Coco Gauff. I have to tell you, what a delight it was to listen to her. I watched her entire match with against Taimia Babos, who is a Hungarian player, a very good Hungarian player. And this 15-year-old beat her in three sets, 6-2, 4-6, 6-4. And the crowd at the U.S. Open went wild. And she really played her guts out. She did. And this is her second long match because she had to beat another opponent in the first round. Same thing, where she had to go the distance. Now she plays the defending champ of the U.S. Open, Naomi Osaka, on Saturday. And it'll be interesting to see how she responds after these two incredible matches. She just was, again, a delight to watch. She said afterwards when she was speaking to the crowd when she was interviewed that she's so happy to be an American and be here with this New York crowd, and she's proud of the way they cheered for her. And, boy, she really laid it all out, fell a couple times on the court, and she is the future of American tennis. Her coach is Serena Williams' coach, by the way. So what was so clever, too, is she said, I'm not overly thinking about my next match because I have a doubles match to play. So, and I love that she said, I'm super honored to be an American and playing in New York City. So bravo, Coco Gauff, somebody to watch, hopeful for America. She has the right stuff, absolutely. On the other end, and we talked about this before, and if we were in the man cave, I'm sure you'd be asking me about Carly Lloyd, who grew up a town over from where I She's a two-time World Cup champion, two-time FIFA World Women's World Player of the Year, and a possible kicker in the NFL. Yeah. She grew up near Philadelphia, so like me, the Philadelphia Eagles would be her team. And she was on the field and nailed a couple of long kicks. And so the buzz has started to go around. Could she possibly have that real shot, this soccer star, at perhaps kicking for a professional team? There was a joint practice of the Eagles and the Ravens when she did that. So how interesting is that? By the way, she scored a goal in a friendly, they call it, against Portugal at Lincoln Field in Philadelphia. She scored a goal in the 52nd minute to put the women up 3-0. And, it's fun to watch. It's fun to watch her because she's got a lot of spunk. And, boy, oh, boy, it was really cool, too. So people are paying even more attention to Carly Lloyd. I mean, she already was a name. But Morten Andersen offered to help her in her NFL pursuit, the Hall of Fame kicker. I hope she does it. I mean, just even, wouldn't it be interesting to see her try and to see what would happen? Because she has the leg for it, but I don't know. It's just kind of. I remember when Annika Sorenstam was trying. She had a lot of buddies on the PGA Tour, and she tried to make the cut, and it was at the Colonial, a PGA Tour stop in Fort Worth, Texas, and it was crazy. People were all over that story, and she came oh so close, but she didn't make the cut. But most were good to her. There were a few that said that. She shouldn't be out there, and I don't even think she was trying to necessarily break any barrier. She was just was goaded by some of the guys. You're good enough, wanted to come out, and then boom, that's what ended up happening. It is all about the football, which is coming up, and we have been talking about football. So next Tuesday, we will do that nail the score thing. Your chance to win fabulous prizes simply by guessing the winner of the game of the week that I pick. Bum-ba-da-da. Can't beat that, right? Can't beat that with a stick. So that will happen on our Tuesday into Wednesday show. We may shift these a little bit depending on my travel schedule. But this week, it'll be Tuesday into Wednesday, final segment in the first hour of the show. So how's that? I think someone's going to win this year. I really do. And I cannot believe how quickly the summer has gone. What happened to the summer? This is it, the final weekend of the summer, and it, I don't know, to me it seemed like, anyway, it flew by. It flew by. And if we look at the first week, and it'll, the week will just go, and then, boom, we're out of the preseason, and once we're into week one, you look at the first game, it's the Packers and the Bears on Thursday, September 5th. And then you go down the lineup, and the Eagles play the Redskins in an afternoon game. The Cowboys take on the Giants in a late afternoon game. Who knows? One of these is going to be the game of the week. You've got the doubleheader on Monday the 9th. Texans and the Saints, Broncos and the Raiders, and of course Super Bowl defending Patriots will play on NBC on Sunday night, taking on the Steelers. That could be a good game. New England's actually favored by just less than a touchdown, by 6 points. But this is the start. The Browns take on the Titans, and that's in Cleveland. They open up in Cleveland, a whole new year for the Browns after really raising the bar with Baker Mayfield. And once we're off, and we don't look back, right? And I'll be in Tampa. The Buccaneers are taking on the 49ers And that is a late afternoon game. And that is even between those two teams. Raymond James Stadium in Tampa is a fun place to go and actually see a game. It is. I've been there, gosh, probably half a dozen times. Maybe more than that. Maybe a dozen times. I think I've been there a dozen times. And I don't know. I like the pirate ship. I like the whole thing. I like the field. I like the location. And I like this team. If I were making predictions, do I think they're going to win the Super Bowl? That's a tall task. Everybody looks like they could win the Super Bowl. Well, sort of, as you head into the season. But I think it's going to be an interesting season for them. The Buccaneers kept two kickers, in fact, in the final 53-man roster projections. How about that? The Thursday kicker, Matt Gay, flew to Utah to be with his wife because she's having a baby. Yeah. I don't know. Bruce Arians, to me, love this guy. And I loved his message. He said, play your ass. Assets off. I added the asset part. Thursday night, make me so I can't cut you. He seems like he'd be a cool dude to play for, and he is that guy that raises up, I think, the morale of his players. So look out, Tampa Bay could be pretty interesting, and especially because the expectations overall, I'm not saying for Buck fans, but for others, if you look at the NFC South, the Saints are going to be tough, and I think the Panthers, it's flip a coin with the Panthers, but Tampa Bay has an opening in that division anyway. But like I said, everybody looks good at the start of the year. It's as you get deeper into this thing, and it gets trickier, right? And having to cut, what's it like to be cut for some of these players who thought they were going to make it? Oh, so tough. And then where do they go? You always wonder what happens after their NFL careers. And the Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, Josh McCown, was coaching. It's interesting where you have the stories of the players who were doing other things, and then they're back in football. He was coaching high school football back in Charlotte, North Carolina, during his brief retirement from the NFL. Now he's back. He just keeps on ticking. You know, he just keeps on doing it. So the Eagles' practice schedule combined with the proximity to Charlotte allowed McCown, by the way, to hop on a plane and head home and make it back to Philadelphia for Saturday meetings. So he was able to be there for the high school games on Friday nights to be able to see what happened with the team. That's an interesting double dip. That's fun. Isn't that, that'd be cool. Your coach is Josh McCown. And then you get to see him stalking the sidelines. Music means that I'm out of time and I got to skedaddle and close the door to the man cave. Kate Delaney saying, make it count, everybody.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.